Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me just talk about reprimanding another person's child. A woman has been slammed by This Morning viewers after admitting she would tell off somebody else's child during a tantrum and insisting it's a matter of being parented properly. Claire Muldoon from Scotland went head-to-head with Vanessa Feltz to discuss whether it's acceptable to reprimand somebody else's child, with the mother of four claiming that you have every right if the youngster is impacting your environment. And this comes after a mother revealed her fury at her young son being told to shut up during a tantrum in Primark last week. Could you just imagine telling someone else's child, shut up, for God's sake? Viewers disagreed, with some saying they would never dream of lecturing somebody else's child. Another person saying they have no right to interfere when they are unaware of the child's specific circumstances. This is kind of true, isn't it? Now, explaining her stance, Claire said, the reality is all kids kick off. What we're talking about here is children not being parented properly. And Vanessa suggested, it's no one else's business if a child is having a tantrum. Claire replied, it is your business, because they're impacting your personal space and your environment and the environment that you're in. Now, viewers on Twitter quickly had a rant saying, who does that woman think she is telling other people's kids what to do? Some kids have special needs. Another person raged, does this stupid woman actually think that a child having a massive tantrum being told off by some randomer is going to improve the child's behaviour or situation? Probably going to make things even worse and upset the child even more. And another person wrote, I've been disciplined by another parent and I don't personally think it's acceptable. Well, I want to know what you think. Is it acceptable to have a go at somebody else's child? Now, nobody's saying you slap them across the head. You know what I mean? But if they're kicking off on an aeroplane, for example. Claire admitted that she had reprimanded a stranger's child in the past. She said, especially in aircrafts, I've had kids kicking the back of my seat and that is just not on. I have kids that wouldn't dare move. Sometimes their parents don't even care. This is about being a member of society. Children need to be told what they can and can't do. And she's basically saying, if your parents are not willing to tell you what you can do, well, then it's up to you. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it ever acceptable to discipline another person's child? Joe!
Hi!
You always sound so bloody chirpy. Joe, is it ever right to tell somebody else's child to shut up or to stop or to do something?
Huh? Depends. Like, I've been in the cinema before with the maniac kids kicking my seat and I had to turn back and said, would you please tell your child just stop kicking my seat as I want to enjoy the movie as well.
But would you say it to the child? See, now that's not too bad because you're saying it to the parent to reprimand their own child.
I would say to the mother, I don't know the child, but the
but would you ever say, turn around to the child and say, stop kicking my seat, you little clown?
No, no. If it's a small child, I will address the parent if it's interfering with me. If it's not interfering with me and I see, like, I might see someone in distress, my son have meltdowns in public before, I would ask the parent if everything is okay, if they need help, then saying anything like,
but see, you'd be familiar with it because your child has special needs, so yeah. As you said, he has meltdowns. But how would you feel now if your little fella was having a meltdown in the middle of Primark, as this woman did, and somebody came over and said, for God's sake, will you pick your child up off the ground? Get up off the ground! How would you feel?
I can tell you that...
A fight would ensue.
I rather hope that no one has ever dared to do that to me.
Oh, right.
It won't
okay.
be pretty.
Okay, won't be happening.
My son has special needs, and my son, unless he's having a meltdown caused by sensory issues, my son is really well behaved. There's discipline at home and boundaries. He knows what he can and what he can do. I might ask someone if they need help, but I rather someone asks, like, do you need help? Is anything I can do for you? Instead of looking at you and rolling your eyes like you're a bad mother.
I did reprimand somebody else's child. I'm just thinking about it now.
Why?
Oh, gosh. I'm just thinking.
Why?
I'm just saying I did. It was many years ago. It was a kid who was giving my own son. Now, he was only 4 or 5. He's 23 at the time. So that's how long ago it was. And he was giving him a hard time. And I remember saying to the other kid, as they were coming out of the school. I said, if you ever touch him again, you'll be getting seen.
Well, but that's different. He was attacking your child. If someone else was attacking my child, I'd probably lose it altogether.
You didn't touch him again, I can tell you.
No. No.
I probably shouldn't have done that, in fairness.
No, but you were defending your child. Mm. It's
I didn't touch him now, I just said it to him.
Yeah, but yeah. Some parents see their children do a lot of bad things and they don't say anything to them. They're just like, they're not even there. They don't care.
I mean, there's nothing worse than being on a plane and some kid is hopping around on the seat behind you, pulling out of your chair, and his mother or father don't say anything to him. You know what I mean?
No, they need to take control of their child. One thing is a tantrum, and like all kids can have a tantrum. It's normal for a kid. They are always confused. They're getting into their own selves. It's normal. And I would not judge anyone if the children suddenly throw themselves at the floor and is kicking and screaming. That's normal. Happens to all of us.
Okay, but stay there for a second. Let me go to Chris as well. Chris, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Chris?
Hi, how are you?
Chris, you're a lollipop lady.
I am.
By the way, because we're not allowed to say fireman Sam anymore, are we allowed to say lollipop lady? Do we have to say lollipop person?
Well, we're supposed to, we'll say the terminology would be school crossing guard.
Oh, school crossing guard.
Guard, oh, there's posh.
Oh, we can't say lollipop lady anymore.
We're known as lollipop ladies. My daughter was going out with a guy one time and he took her to America for a holiday to his dad.
Right.
And he was married to an American lady. And the wife asked, what does your mum do? And Amy said, she's a lollipop lady. Oh, my God. And who looks after you and your sister? And Amy said, my mum does. She thought I was a vegetable.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
A lollipop lady. So, as a lollipop lady, I mean, you would, you know, obviously be guiding kids across the road every day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if one of the kids runs out on the road and you're putting your hand up saying, hold on for a second, I mean, would you shout at them?
No, I would just give them a dirty look.
Good enough.
Yeah, and that could put them back in their box, but once you get them young, you can train them, and they know me, and I know them, and they wait and do as they're told. But we had one lad, I'm in Limerick, and we had moved into Scull Carmel, while St. Paul's, we built a beautiful new school here in Dourdale. But I had one young lad that chest bumped me.
What did he chest bump you for?
I was going out to cross the children, and he was coming out, and I turned around and I said, go back onto the footpath, please. And he came chest to chest with me.
Right.
You know, a right bowel strap. So I went to the principal. I did nothing. Said nothing to him. But I went to the principal about him. And the principal reprimanded him.
Right. But is it ever okay to step in and just say to somebody else's child, listen, give that up there now, you?
No. If the parent was there, I would give them a dirty look as well as if to say, here, come here.
Control your child.
Yeah. I was up in the shop one day and there was a mother there with her young lad. And he belched 3 times. And I just turned around and I looked at him. And she said, go on, Jamie, go on, Jamie. And I said, well, what's in the bitch comes out in the pub. And she said, what does that mean? I said, look it up.
That's a great line. We must throw that one up on Twitter. See how long that lasts. What's in the bitch comes out in the pup.
Exactly.
All right, okay, very good. I remember that line. That's a good line. I'll use that
one. No, but if you just give him a dirty look, you know, or stare at them. You know, if they're misbehaving, just stare at them.
Right.
And they'll soon shy down and it'll stop.
Yeah. In my day, Chris, and I'm sure in your day as well, you know, the neighbours wouldn't be too long about reprimanding you.
Well, when we were kids, there was no telephone pole or light pole on where I lived. So we used to go up around the corner and put up our swing on a pole, you know, the ropes.
I know, yeah, I remember it well, yeah.
And the woman that would say the pole was in front of her house, she came out because her daughter wanted to put up the rope, but we had ours up first.
Right.
And I wouldn't take down the rope. I was about 9, 10, 11. And the mother slapped me across the face. And of course, I ran home crying to Mammy.
Yep.
And Mammy came up and she said, I'll send you a solicitor's letter.
But it was the dumb thing in those days. When we played football against Mrs. Warden's garden, for example, you know, Mr. Warden would come out and give out to us. You know, And then if you went into your dad, you said, your dad say something like, well, you shouldn't be doing that to his gate anyway in the first place. So we accepted there was a kind of, it was a kind of level of community where we all give out to each other's children.
Yeah, but you can't do it in this day and age.
No, you can't. You can't.
You know, you have to be politically correct.
Well, do me a favour. Just stay there for a second because I want to go as well to Leona on this. Because Leona, I think, thinks it's okay. Leona, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Leona?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Is it acceptable to, you know, kind of give out to somebody else's child?
Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
And I think because, it takes a village to rear a child.
It does take a village to rear a child. I agree with you.
Yeah. And I can safely say that the kids nowadays, there's very little respect for adults and for other children in this day and age. So,
yeah.
I do think like that there's no, if they're doing something that's out of the way and the parents aren't prepared to do anything about it, I think somebody has to step in.
And have you ever stepped in?
Yes, I have. I remember last summer we were at a hotel down in Cork, and it was a very, very busy hotel, and there was a family there, a big family. Now, they were members of the travelling community. Now, I'm not saying that makes any difference, because it doesn't, but the kids were running amok. It was breakfast time and the kids were running amok and they were jumping in and out of the queue and they were pushing a lot of the other children and they were being very, very rough with them and they were pushing and shoving the adults and the kids. So there was a lot of kind of rupture going on and there was a lot of parents that were standing around trying to protect their kids but saying nothing to the children that were causing the problems.
Right, just giving out about them secretly to themselves, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly. So I was going up and I was going up to get a pancake. Now, my two children were sitting down at the table at the time themselves. They were with their father. And I just saw what was going on. And the kids, they were kicking, they were pushing the other children. And I just said, no, enough, it's enough. I said, stop, behave yourselves. You're not allowed to do that. And I was told to F off and stuck up the middle finger to me and blah, blah, blah.
And how old were they?
The kids were probably ranging from about 5 up to about 12, I'd say.
And they told you to F off?
Yeah, stuck up the middle finger, laughed and shoved and pushed.
Right, okay.
So I said, where are your parents? And they were like, oh, wait a minute. So I looked around the hotel, I looked around the restaurant where we were, and I said, there's no doubt I'll probably spot them somewhere. So I spotted them anyway, and I went over to the table, and I said, are they your children? And they said, they are, what's the problem? And I said, the problem is, I said, they're up there, they're running amok, and they're pushing and shoving children, it's not acceptable. So they said, sure, they're only children, aren't they all right? And I said, no, they're not all right. I said, please get up and sort it out. So the parents then told me to F off.
Right.
So that shows a great example.
Hold on. This is what Chris was saying earlier on. What's the slogan again, Chris?
What's in the bitch comes out in the pup.
Right.
And I love it. That is such a good thing. Really,
what's in the bitch comes out in the pup. But you heard Joe earlier on. Now, Joe's child does have special needs, but you know, he wouldn't tend to kick off. But if he did, Joe said it's nobody else's right to tell him not to misbehave.
It's not misbehaving. It's a sensory overload.
Having a meltdown.
It's not a tantrum. Might look like a tantrum to other people, but it's not. It's a sensory overload. And he might scream and kick and try to hit me because he is in distress. And other people judging...
And would he ever kick another child?
When my son is, like, panic ridden on fight or flight situation where he's sensory overload, he can kick anyone.
And you don't believe it's nobody else's right to give out to him?
No, he has no control over it.
No, he doesn't. He has a little problem.
But the problem is, Chris, that if you or Leona or me were around, we don't know he has a problem. We just see him kicking another child.
It's very easy to tell. It's different. Sensory overload and a tantrum are
and in your case,
same,
Joe,
but different.
Okay, in your case, you know, I would absolutely take your word verbatim, but unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who will use that as an excuse and say, oh, he has ADHD. Whatever, you know, and he really doesn't. He's probably maybe just misbehaving. You know, I mean, Leona, do you believe any other parent has a right? Like, you know, obviously Joe's situation would be slightly different, but if the kid was kicking somebody else, or if somebody was, you know, out in a supermarket and you saw some...
I don't let my son run amok anywhere.
I wouldn't imagine you do. But Leona, if you were in a supermarket and you saw some kid, you know, having a tantrum on the ground, would you say something?
The only reason I think I would interfere is if they're affecting other people. or they're kind of being violent or aggressive. I think every child is going to have their meltdowns. I mean, I have two kids, and I can tell you one thing, they've had many a meltdown.
Yeah,
but
as they do.
And what I'll do is I just say, look, I'm not listening to it, and I'll walk away. And they won't be long jumping back up off the ground and following me, because they don't want to be left behind. You know? So I think there's too much from often going on with a lot of...
There's nothing worse than when your kid has a meltdown in a public place and everyone's looking at you going, bad parent.
I hate that. People don't know.
I know, but I mean, it's happened to me many times when my kids were younger and they'd be doing something wrong in public and everyone's looking at you going, bad parent. It's mortifying. It's really embarrassing, particularly when you know you're not a bad parent. But let me just go to Niamh as well, because Niamh, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Niamh?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm loving Chris's statement today. That statement of the day.
That's brilliant. I'm using that one.
Yeah.
You want to hear about the shot chicken?
The what?
The shot chicken.
What's the shot chicken?
Shot, S-H-O-T.
Shot chicken.
I bought a chicken in Tesco one time, and I came home and I took it out of the bag and I put it on the plate. A cooked one.
Right.
Because they put the skewers through it, and it goes round and round. And
yeah,
round.
Yeah, yeah.
And my daughter Amy got up, and she cut a piece, and she saw the hole going through the chicken. And she went, ooh, a shot chicken.
A shot chicken.
I just had a vision of a farmer going out, bang, you're gone, bang, you're gone.
That was a bullet hole in the chicken. Sorry, Niamh, do you have, I mean, what advice would you give to somebody when it comes to somebody else's child?
Not your circus, not your monkey.
It's not your circus, so it's not your monkey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
But Leona was right. She was at a whatever in a hotel, and these kids were acting the fool.
Totally different. I mean, if a child is in danger, if it's about to run out on the road, yeah, grab it, shout at it. But if a child is having a tantrum in a supermarket, 99% of the time, I'm just grateful it's not mine doing it for once.
Yeah.
And just give the parent a smile or a nod, or even ask them, "Can you do anything to help?" Because that parent is dying of embarrassment. They could have had 3 or 4 meltdowns previously. They just want to try and do their shopping. They're embarrassed. They're just being
That's not always the case. I mean, you heard Chris talking about the kid that was belching in the shop and his mother was encouraging it.
You see, you're always going to get stupid people. You're always going to get stupid people.
And Leona, when she tried to do something, they told her to F off. And then the parents told her to F off.
That's what you get, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It's learned behaviour.
Mm.
They've learned. But for 90% of the time, the tut-tutting brigade seem to forget that their children weren't born perfect. That their children had tantrums, their children ran out, their children played knick-knack, their children did things that probably they shouldn't have been doing. At the end of the day, just be decent. There's no need to tut-tut and make somebody feel 10 times. You can't make them feel any worse. They feel crap as it is. Their child is on the floor having a tantrum. And you don't know, autism, special needs, they're not a physical thing.
And that is the case sometimes, but a lot of times that's just used as an excuse.
I agree, Niall, it doesn't be used
as an excuse, but at the end of the day...
He has ADHD. I mean, you just know he hasn't. On this particular occasion, it's nothing to do with his ADHD, it's just being bold.
They didn't learn. They're not being bold for bold's sake. They've been bold because they're allowed to be bold. So... You know, if you're going to tut-tut at somebody, do it at the parent.
Niamh, a lot of people say that at some point you have to reprimand other people's children. That, you know, maybe the parent might not be around.
That's fine. If it's an issue where they're doing something that is either impacting on your kid or they're unsafe. But I wouldn't reprimand somebody's child if they were having a tantrum. I mean, at the end of the day, from an age point of view, all kids have them.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin as well, because Martin, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martin?
How are you doing, Neil?
Good. Martin, you have a story in relation to your own son.
I'd be going back now, Jesus, 30 years ago. He was maybe a bit less. He was a young lad, and he was being bullied. This lad was taking advantage of him, and his parents weren't doing anything about it. So I went up, and I kicked the shit out of the father, and the bully stopped.
Oh.
So... Well, you have to do that, like, sometimes it's necessary because the parents don't
care. Because his son was bullying your son and nothing was being done about it, you went to his father and kicked the shite out of him.
That's right.
Well, what kind of lesson has that learned, the son?
Well, the lesson learned is that the bully father took notice of what he was doing.
Well, I'm sure he did take notice when you were kicking the shite out of him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you just what? Did you go up to the door of his house?
I went to his house, yeah.
And
you, called him out.
What did you say to him?
I spoke to him first. I spoke. I said, look, Asher, he said, you know what you want me to do? I said, address it. He said, no. So then I just left loose and left him at it.
Right.
Said, there you go now. Because when you come home, you're crying and it's hurtful. Like.
You know, I'm assuming you ended up better off in this fight.
Oh, I did, of course, yeah.
And
I'm smaller than him.
Right, okay. And the bully never went near your son again?
Never, no. Up to this day, when he sees him, he just says, don't, keeps walking.
Well, Niamh, that's one way of sorting things out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not saying everybody should do it. But it was
no, I wouldn't recommend that everybody should do something like that. It's not the way normally you would deal with it, is it?
Yeah, but no, it's not. But when the parents are being like acting like a bully, telling you to bad words and effing and blaming, it's then you take it. You have to do what's right.
And did your son know that you went and kicked the shit out of his father?
No, I told him a few years after.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you didn't tell him that. You didn't tell him. Don't worry, son. That won't happen again. I've just kicked the shit out of his father.
No, I didn't. No, because he'd be kind of embarrassed about it, then, wouldn't he? Being, you know what I'm saying.
I mean, Niamh, I've been listening to that there. So Martin went and kicked the shite out of the bully's father.
I have to say, it's a natural reaction, isn't it?
It kind of is, but
that's
maybe...
That's something you should be doing, but I can understand why... I mean, my child was bullied and those thoughts entered my head on numerous occasions. I didn't do it, but I wanted to. It was like it wasn't the parents I wanted to beat the crap out of. It was the actual bullies, which is wrong again. You know, it's a horrible thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, it's not the sort of thing you should do. But I suppose in Martin's case, if the parent was doing nothing about it and not taking any action.
You're back again to the whole thing of black cat, black kitten. I mean, they're learning it somewhere. You know, the children don't come out of the womb nasty little toe rags. They learn it.
I mean, Richie says here in the text, can't hit him, can't give out to them, can't make him wear the dunce hat. So what's the point? In other words, there's no authority nowadays.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.